Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, our precious Blood River Radio audiences and our precious supporters, I ask y'all to kind of overlook, I have a lot of weaknesses, my weaknesses. I really do. I'm so passionate in what we're talking about. It's, you know, I guess I have a hair trigger temper. It's my temper has cost me all my life. It's cost me some good jobs in hospitals and laboratories and truck lines. But I'm learning to calm down. But listen, people, we're coming back. Our show went completely off the railroad tracks. I threw our show plan in the garbage. So we were going to start talking about this video that Jim Rosoli made about Holodomor, and we are going to talk about that. But the guys want to continue talking about Charlottesville, and since Jim Rosoli made a video about Charlottesville, we're going to let Jim Rosoli start talking about the video he made about Charlottesville, and he's probably wiser than I am. You know, what does they say? Discretion is a better part of valor. So anyway, go ahead, Jim. Take off. Tell us about that video you made in Charlottesville and how it applies to what actually went on in Charlottesville in the streets. Take it away. You got two guys here on the show tonight. There were boots on the ground in Charlottesville. Rand Owen was there. He, by the way, Rand is the head honcho of the Alabama League of the South. I was there as a news reporter for Liberty News Radio. And anyway, take it away, Jim.
Well, basically, can I jump in here for just one moment? We have a new listener tonight. We have Gina Evasano is listening to the show. She's never been here before, and I thought maybe everybody here would like to welcome her. She's from New York.
Well, I would love to
welcome her. We should talk about her case.
Well,
okay.
I don't know about that, but as I say, I got a call. Barbara Nowak gave her the number, and she's listening to us at this point.
I think we should talk about her. Eddie, you don't know what happened to her, do you?
No, you know what? But I think you're right, because you know what? This is going just like an Eddie Miller script. Because my script changes by the minute. It really does. Because Barbara told me about that lady. Y'all vote. Y'all want to do that? Let's do it. Let's go to that. What was her name now, Fred?
Gina Evasano.
Can Gina come on the? Does she have the number? Can she call in?
She has the listener number. She doesn't have the number that we're using.
I tell you, during the break, I tell you what, we'll give her the number during the break. So go ahead. I tell you what, Jim, do you want to talk about Charlottesville, or do you want to talk about this lady's case to start
with? Let me just tell you a little bit about Gina and, you know, what happened to her, and we could kind of, you know, go through this a little bit. Gina was arrested in New York, I believe it was New York or New Jersey, up there, for putting, quote, Nazi stickers or one Nazi sticker on a rock. Okay. And then she was, you know, another arrest had to do with putting pamphlets, you know, talking about the white nationalist movement and stuff of that sort. And she was arrested, and she's going to trial. Well, they're trying to prosecute her for this. All right. And this is horrible, because this is a free speech issue. Okay. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. I thought this would be a good thing to bring up about her, because what's happening to her, I just can't believe it. And it's all because of the Jews, okay, because they got all upset because she put a Nazi symbol on a rock somewhere, which, you know, again, it's just a symbol. I mean, give me a break, will you? Okay, so now she's got to, you know, she went to court this week, I believe, and it's been extended to December or whatever. And again, she's going through a court system here, and, you know, she's been brought up on charges on, I forgot exactly what they charged her for, you know, whatever the charge is, but it's actually a felony. They're charging her on two felonies. Okay, so this is what I'm bringing up. Now, Fred wants to kind of go into it a little bit more. That's fine.
Well, you know, this ties directly. This is like Velcro to Charlottesville, because basically she's being put on trial for the same thing that we were put on, our guys were put on trial for in Charlottesville, for exercising the First Amendment rights. And before we go another step, Jim, please forgive me, people. I'm too wound up tonight. Jim, please give us a quick, just a very quick bio. I know I told the people that in the beginning that you, I think I told them you were a former TV host, radio host. You've made movies. You made videos. Give them a quick, just a quick bio, Jim.
That's fine. Well, that's basically what I do. I produce videos. My brother and I have done this for years. Our first topic of discussion back in 2002, four, whatever, we dealt with 2003 was immigration issues, and then we morphed into Holocaust issues, and now we'll talk about any issue today. But basically, I've produced thousands of videos. And we've actually been around the world quite a bit here in regards to personalities on TV, radio, a lot of things back in the early 2000s, getting our information out. But then, they came down on us and pretty much banned us everywhere. So I've been banned on YouTube. I've been banned on Facebook under my real name. And right now I still produce videos, but it's on BitChute and another World Truth site. And that's what we do now. Now I do, smaller videos to a smaller audience because they cut me off from most of the world, okay? And basically that's how I met Fred Lucher, because Fred, he was out there and nobody knew about him. And Diane introduced me to Fred. And then we found out more about Fred and what happened with him, dealing with the Holocaust issues. So we really try to get into issues that are really controversial issues. We don't just deal with mamby-pamby issues. We try to deal with stuff that really affects people's lives. And so that's where we are now. And, we try to help people like Gina that have having issues now coming against the government. And this is important. We all got to stick together. We got to help each other, and that's what we're trying to do.
And you've been doing an excellent job of that. Well, I'll tell you what, that said, we got about three, four minutes before we go to our next break. So, Jim, why don't you go ahead and start telling us about your video that you made about Charlottesville, because I know you were anxious to go there. And then later on, I would love to get the video about the Holodomor, even if it's only for the last 15 minutes of the show. But go ahead and take off on your video for the Charlottesville, if that's what you want to do, Jim.
Well, the Charlottesville one, we just reviewed basically what we've been talking about tonight. Okay, what's been going on tonight? But I really sense what's happened with the white movement is they've been co-opted by infiltrators. Okay, and so what's happening now? Every time you go out, you have infiltrators that are out there trying to take you down. Okay, so that's what's happening, and I really deal with that aspect of it because again, we already see Jared Taylor, even though he's good at what he does with the black issues, he doesn't understand what's going on with the Jew issue, okay? And you have to know your enemy, okay? And in Charlottesville, the enemy's not the black, like you were saying, Eddie. It's not the blacks that's your enemy. The blacks are being used by the Jews, okay, so that they can get the whites and the blacks fighting each other. That's what's happening here. See?
Yeah, most of the ones that were gathered at that library and blocked that road that day, the event in Charlottesville, the majority of those people were white.
If I can just intercede here, but so you gentlemen know, Gina is presently calling in. So if she calls in, you'll know who she is.
Okie doke. I know camera will be. This is a very unusual show, but hey, I'm not surprised because the host. I don't know, but I think the host is a little bit retarded. But anyway, but hey, it's turning out pretty good, guys. Anyway, dear audience, this is the most unusual show I've ever rode shotgun on. But it's shaping up. I hope y'all like it. But we've got some really big stars coming on. We got Gina coming on, and she is. I guess we'll bring her on after the break, and because I've heard a lot about her too. She is a huge in our movement. She's big time on the radar. She'd been, like we said, she'd been persecuted for the exact same things our people have been persecuted for in Charlottesville. We have people in prison that went to trial were convicted for, you know, malicious violence, malicious wounding up there in Charlottesville back in 2017. They're still in jail, and they've got 4 or 5 years to go for some of them. So this is a humongous issue. Anyway, people, we're getting ready to go to the break. Fred, is there anything you'd like to ask Jim before we go to the break? We've got about a minute before we go to the break.
No, I want to make a comment on Charlottesville, but I also want to let you know that Gina just texted me, and she says she's getting a report that the line's not in service. So
okay,
you might
we'll
have
give her,
to,
listen, give her, yeah. Hey, give her that number. You know the number you called in on during the break,
I gave it
right now. Text that number to her.
I already gave it to her. She tried to get in, but it said not in service.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll let Cam take care of that during the break. We can have 99. Cam's checking. We can have 99 people on that line. So it's something's. Yeah, Cam's going to fix it.
Okay.
Well, anyway, people, dear audience, we're getting ready to go just to a quick break. Please forgive our. We're a little bit unorganized tonight, but there's been so much going on, so much raw emotion. And you know, I don't know how you could be a human being nowadays and not have raw emotion of what's going on for our people. We, the white people who starved this country, are being shanghaied. Hounded in our own country. And if we have time, I've got a little statement I'm going to read when we come back. And if you will, Fred, make sure Gina's got that right number, and Cam's going to be watching for her to call in. So we'll be right back, people. We have a new star coming in here in just a minute.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
The Innis is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, dear people, we're coming right back to our people. We got this new lady on. I think she's on the line right now, and we're going to go right to her, and we're going to let her tell her story, but it ties right into Charlottesville. She's being persecuted. So go ahead. Ms. Gina, are you there? Okay, we don't. Okay, listen, we don't have Gina on right now, y'all. So, Fred, I'll tell you what.
Wait a minute. She's dialing 631.
Hey, whoa. numbers out over the we'll just have to run without her. We'll bring her on some other time because we got kind of crowded now. So listen, let's just go. I tell you, here's what let's do. Let's go back to Jim, and let's start talking about his video on the Holy Namor, because I'm really hot to do that. So Jim, if you will, start talking about the movie you made on the Holy Namor.
Okay. Are we on now?
Yeah, we're live.
Yeah.
Okay, we're live. Okay. Well, another movie I made this week. I make a lot of movies, okay? A lot of videos, I should say. And another one I did because some people, what they do is they get in touch with me and they say, why don't you do something about this? And if I look at it and think it's an interesting topic, I will. Now, I thought it was a very interesting topic because the Holodomor was something that not many people even know about what happened in the Ukraine. And this has had to do with the Russians, okay, the Russians who starved to death the Ukrainians. And now people don't realize that this situation happened during, actually, there was three of them, in the 20s, 30s, and actually it happened in the 40s. There was some part of it in the 40s also. But the main one I'm talking about today is 1932, 1933. And what happened was the Soviets went into Ukraine because the Ukraine is the breadbasket of the world. This is where all the wheat comes from in Europe. I mean, pretty much. Okay. And so Russia, what they had to do was to go in there and they took pretty much all of the wheat from the Ukrainians. Okay. And they displaced them. They got them out of there and brought in people from Moscow to live there because, you know, they would have had a rebellion if they didn't do that. Because that's what they always do. So they brought the people in from the city to work the farms. It was called collectivism. And so what they did is they took all the wheat from the people because Stalin needed money for his war effort. And the only way he could get the money was steal the wheat from the people and then take the wheat and sell it, you know, to get the money for the weaponry. And that's what he did. But nobody really knows about the millions and millions of people that were killed because of this, because they took all, they wouldn't even let them eat their own wheat. They starved them to death. So, I mean, it was just a horrible situation. And millions of Ukrainians, and some of them were Russians, you know, some of them could even be Jews, I don't know. But the point is, millions of these people were killed because of Stalin's collectivism here. And what he did, and nobody really knows about it, and everybody bitches and moans about, you know, the Holocaust about the Jews, but nobody talks about, you know, what happened with this, you know, quote, I hate to use the term Holocaust because it really wasn't a Holocaust by fire that they used the word to mean, but it was a Holocaust by starvation, okay? They starved their own people to death. Stalin didn't care about his own people, and he starved them to death. And, you know, a lot of bad things happened during that time period. They even went to a cannibalism. They would eat their own kids. It was horrible, horrible situation.
Troll this show. Okay. People, I'm just talking to Cam during the break. We have a new guest is coming on. We've been talking about her. We were able to get control of her, get her back we're able to get her on the show, and she is going to tell her story about how she's being persecuted. Really, it ties in perfectly with Charlottesville. So go ahead, Miss Gina, is that right?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I've heard a lot about you, but I heard a lot about you from Miss Barbie. I know you know her, but if you will, please tell us your story. Fred Leutcher told us a little bit about it, but tell us, I think you're calling it from New York, is that right?
Yes, I am, yes. And I just want to thank Fred, Jim, and Barbara for helping me.
Well, thank you for coming on. So if you will, tell us about your story. Tell us about what happened.
Okay, basically I woke up like maybe around 5 years ago. I learned the truth about all this stuff. I actually used to listen to Jim, you know, on YouTube, I think it was, and a lot of different people. So I felt the need to do stuff. So I would make flyers and stickers. And so I've been doing this a long time. And I guess the Jews in my neighborhood started complaining about me, and they used the NYPD as their personal, like a checker, like they like a witch hunt for anti-Semites, because one of them approached me in the street, and she said, she's like, I kept calling about you, you know. So they kept calling the NYPD, complaining about me. I don't know how they found my Telegram channel, but people should be worried about Telegram, because there are police on there looking, you know, at what you're saying and stuff. So they were following me on Telegram, and I took a picture of the stickers I put up, allegedly, the swastika in New York is a felony. It's an e-felony. It's like the lowest felony you could get. But see, you could, if you put a hammer and sickle up, that's a misdemeanor. So the Jews made the swastika a felony here. And actually, nobody knew. My lawyer didn't even know that. So you could put up anything, like a black man raping a white woman, like a poster like that. That's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. You know, it's unconstitutional, but my chances of winning this case is very slim. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I don't think I'm going to go to jail. Probably not. But I don't know how this is going to go, you know.
What is the maximum penalty? Do you have any idea if you're convicted of it being a felony?
It's 1 to 4 years in prison. And these are the only three stickers, swastikas, that I put up in my entire life of being woke and putting out flyers and stickers. It's the only three I ever did. And I have two felonies in Staten Island, and I have one in Manhattan for putting up these stickers. They're the ones that say we are everywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing what the police could do. They could trace the pings on your phone to see what location you were at. They could enhance the photos. Like if you take a photo and you edit it so it doesn't show like the background or like the street name or whatever, if you do that, they could see the original picture. They could do a lot of things. So it's kind of scary, you know.
You know,
I don't even
know
if I ever. Mm-hmm.
We have a kid. I think it's been about 3 or 4 years ago. He was a student at the University of Mississippi. We call it Ole Miss, and he was in an incident kind of like you. All he did, he put a rope over, I believe it was a statue of James Meredith, the first black who's credited with integrating the University of Mississippi. And he was tried and convicted in federal court. Hopefully God, he's out now, but he went to prison for putting a noose, putting a rope on a statue, a piece of steel.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
That's what our country's come to.
In New York, the swastika, a burning cross, and a picture of a noose, like if you like print out a picture of it or and stick it somewhere, those are all felonies. Those are all e-felonies. Everything else is they're
flag?
Simple.
How about the Confederate flag?
No, not yet. It's not a hate symbol yet. I think de Blasio, I think he made them illegal for like you can't sell them or something here, but it's not a hate symbol yet. Not
Gina,
yet.
We have to go to a quick break. We'll bring you back and let you finish up your story, and we'll be right back. To hang on just for a second. We got to go to a quick break, please. People, hang on. We're going back to Miss Gina as soon as we come back.
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New unemployment numbers from the Labor Department were just released. The number of Americans seeking first-time jobless benefits dropped again last week. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, fell to 269,000. That's down 14,000 from the prior week's level. The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. This is USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Although a recount has been requested, it looks as if the governor's mansion in New Jersey will not have a new occupant.
Thank you, New Jersey!
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly reelected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey Assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating
the first Democratic governor reelected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrne, did this in 1977.
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The company Smartmatic filed separate defamation lawsuits against Newsmax and One America News Network Wednesday, accusing the networks of knowingly peddling disinformation about its voting technology during the 2020 presidential election. They say a disinformation campaign harms Smartmatic's business model. USA Radio News.
Oh, dear people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. It's almost like a psycho radio tonight because we have so much emotion in it. And I really didn't organize it that well. I didn't know we were going to be blessed with this other guest. Anyway, we're here. I'm going to read you people a quote, and then I'm going to ask our audience a question, and I'm going to ask Miss Gina a question. Here's a quote. I've read it before. It's Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in October the 3rd of 2001. He was talking to Simon Perez, as reported on KOL Yisrael Radio, Y-I-S-R-A-E-L Radio. So he was talking. They were talking, having a radio conversation just like we're doing now. Here's what he said. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, here's what he said. I'm quoting him. Every time we do something, you tell me America will do this and will do that. I want to tell you something very clear. Don't worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control Israel, and the Americans know it. And I don't know how anybody on earth could not know that. They control. You see what's happening to people in Charlottesville. You hear what's happening to this dear lady, Gina. I mean, facing felonies for just a symbol like that. Gina, it's probably maybe a rhetorical question, but how do you feel about the statement I just read? I just quoted from a prime minister. He's bragging about how the Jews in Israel controlled the United States with an iron fist. How about that? What do you think about that?
I've heard that before, and I believe it. You know, it's amazing how they tell us the truth, and when we say it, they'll call us an anti-Semite, you know?
You know, why and, do you think he didn't say the blacks? He didn't say the blacks control America. It wasn't blacks like some of our people are talking about. I mean, God knows we know that they are across all kinds of hell in this country. But you're absolutely right. How about you, Jim? What would you like to take off on that?
Well, I think we should give Fred a little chance. He hasn't really said much.
Well, all right. I'd like to comment on the on that remark because that's absolutely true. But it's true for a very good reason. They pretty much control the world. And the only people that they don't control is a few of us that stand up to them. But the important thing here is that they have the power of Satan behind them. And that's why they call it the synagogue of Satan. They're getting a lot of support from Satan, from the devil. And that's going to end. We're already in the end of time. So that's going to end at some point. I won't say soon because I don't know how long the end of times is going to be. But that's why you're here, I'm here, Jim's here, and all your listeners are here. Because we're fighting a battle to slow them down before Christ comes with Michael leading the army. And as I say, they get away with so much because they have the power of Satan behind them.
Right.
Yep.
Let me ask Fred.
I agree with that, Fred. And I think maybe Eddie, maybe we can do at least part of a show one night on that topic about where these people come from and that type of thing. But look, I want to make a comment real quick on what you just read, and I think this applies to Jim, to Gina, to Fred, to me and you, the people in Charlottesville that were there to stand. The fundamental question at the heart of what we've all talking about here tonight is, do white people deserve to exist? That's
Bingo.
The question.
Let me ask you a quick question on that, Rand. And I agree wholeheartedly with the statement our brother just made, that Fred talking about, that the Jews have their father, the devil. Their father, the devil, looks after them very well. He's a great father to them right now. Why are we, Rand, you're a hardcore Christian, I'm a Christian, this is a Christian show. Why are the Christians, do you think, we seem to be almost in a full-scale retreat? We've pretty much lost this country. And everybody knows it. The Jews know it. Why is that? Where is our father? Why are we having to suffer? Is it because we turned our back on God, Ren?
It's because we turned our back on God. We don't read the words, the scripture with meaning. We listen to these one-verse ribs that talk, maybe give you one verse at church, and then they talk about themselves and everything else for the rest of the hour. We're deceived as a people. We're deceived, and we're deceived by, as Fred said, we're deceived by Satan. And it's been a long process. He's very patient about doing this. And quite frankly, it's a lot to undo. I mean, I don't know if it can be undone until our Father returns.
Well, that's why we're here. We're here to slow them down.
Right.
But you know
what gives me hope, y'all? I've read the back of the book. We win.
Yeah, I know. We win.
Yeah, in the end, yeah.
But you know what the biggest problem is? Here's the biggest problem. And here's the question, Rand, what you were saying. It really comes down to it's fear of the Jews. The reason why people are not doing anything, because they really fear the Jews. And they don't want to admit it. They know that, you know, if you ever get in a conversation with a person, you ever notice anytime you bring up the Jew, they don't want to talk about it? They never want to talk about the Jews.
Because it's cricket. It's cricket.
You're exactly right, Jim. You have crickets. If you do post about certain things, Facebook, social media, tweets, whatever, you get crickets.
Yeah, that's a great way to talk about it, to describe it.
People have a good reason to fear the Jews, because look at what's happened to our people. We've had people in prison. We've had people, their lives have been destroyed, their families, their businesses. That's why people are afraid of them. And there's only a few of us that stand up to fight them.
But
it's understandable why people fear them.
But I agree.
Hopefully the rest of the people will see what we're doing and will join us.
Well, when you stand up to them, they don't do anything to you if you stand up to them. This is what I notice. They don't bother me. Like people say to me, aren't you afraid they're going to, you know, bomb your house or hurt you or do this or that? I say, look, they don't want to have nothing to do with me because I stand up to them.
Right.
It's like, you know, if you stand up to a bully, the bully's not going to bother you anymore. The problem is most people don't stand up to them and say, you're wrong. Your Holocaust is wrong. This is wrong. What you're saying is wrong. They're afraid to do that. And then the Jews, what they do is they take advantage of people's weaknesses. Okay, that's how. It's just a normal thing. You get a weak person, and then you take advantage of them, and then you just use them more as you can. You know.
Well, guys, let me ask. We always like to talk about solutions on this show. Let me start. I'm going to go. We'll do a little quick roundtable. I'm going to ask each one of y'all. Let's start with the ladies, since we have a lady on the line, Miss Gina. We've talked about a lot of the problems. Have you been persecuted? People in Charlottesville been persecuted. We've been persecuted since the devil was here. Since Christ was crucified. What can we do, Gina? In your opinion, what can the people in New York do that you don't? What can we do to try to reverse what's happening to us? Do you have any opinions on that?
Do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I honestly don't know. I just like what Jim said. You talk about the Jews and people just freak out. I mean, I've tried to wake people up. They don't want to hear it. You know, they don't care. I think God is punishing us for, you know, everything that is going wrong, like the abortion. We're allowing abortion, homosexuality, all this stuff is being allowed. And I think, like, just like in the Bible, how God punished nations for not obeying him, I think we are being punished. And I don't really know if there's a way to stop it. I mean, we could try to wake up as many people as we can. But I think it might take a big catastrophe for people to get off their couch and stop watching TV and maybe listen to us. You know, something worse than COVID will have to happen for people to wake up.
Faith, that's a good answer. Fred, what do you have? How would you like to add? Well, Fred, we're going to a break. When we come back to this break, we'll go to each one of you guys. It may be a little structured, but I'd like to ask you guys, what can we do? What's we need? Solutions. We'll be right back, people.
This is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Dear Blood River Radio people, I hope you like this very unusual show we're having tonight. We like we said, just the once of many things, we have the surprise of great guest coming on, Miss Gina from New York, who's being persecuted by the deep state, by our Jewish brethren up there who control New York. Anyway, we're talking about solutions, people. I'd like to, if we could, I think we, not just, I don't like to say I don't like to focus on myself, but our people, we need solutions desperately. We talked about during the break, we were talking about what we can do, each one of us, what ideas we have that we can fight against this beast that's persecuting us. Fred, what do you have to add to that? Do you have any ideas what people can do?
Yes, we have to stand up. We have to oppose these people. And we oppose them with the truth. The truth will go the distance, and the truth will make us win. We're going to have help when in the end of times when Michael comes. But in the meanwhile, we have to stand, and we have to tell the truth, because that's what the Jews are afraid of. They don't want to hear the truth. They're trying to control the world. They're trying to kill off the population so it's manageable, so they can control the world better. And that's what the New World Order is all about. That's what COVID is all about. And we've got to stand, and we've got to fight them on every point with the truth. So that's my comment.
Okay. Rand, taking off on that, how can we fight? Fred said we need to fight this COVID thing, and that is, the COVID is a humongous effect. We played a video clip, an audio clip, at the very beginning of the show tonight in the first hour, and the fella talked about the so-called COVID hoax big time. How, besides any solutions you have, Rand, what to answer, kind of to play off on what Fred just said about the COVID, how can we fight this COVID hoax? Let us know about your opinion on that, Rand, and any other solutions that you may have. So fire away, Rand.
Well, as an individual or as an individual family, just simply withdraw your consent in any way or to any length that you can. Don't do the jab. If you don't believe in it, don't wear the mask. Like Gina said, throw the TV out the window. Don't go by what these mainstream media clowns report and their narrative that they give. And on a note on that, I'm kind of glad the mainstream isn't really reporting in Charlottesville, because it's all going to be pro-leftist. But, in short, just withdraw your consent. Use your imagination. There's a lot of things, some things I'm not going to mention, but there's a lot of things that you can do to go against the empire.
Okay. Before we go to Jim, would you like to be specific on anything, any one thing that you, what you have done? For instance, we went, I know I didn't get to go, but I know you went to New Orleans with the League of the South, and y'all tried to fight. You tried to raise awareness to we, the people down there in New Orleans, our Southern people, their Southern heritage. What you tried to protest the destruction of the our Southern Confederate heritage monuments down there. You did that. I don't care what people say. I mean, no matter, even if we did lose, at least we, I think at least we, I said we, the League of the South, you, Dr. Hill, people like that, raise awareness of the enemy. Would you like to say anything else before we go to Jim?
Well, you brought up New Orleans. I'd like to say that it was about 150 to 200 of us down there to defend that beautiful Robert E. Lee monument, and it was probably a couple of thousand of those leftists clowns that showed up. And the same thing would have happened in New Orleans that day, but the police did their job. The failure in Charlottesville, it was like I think Jim probably alluded to, it was a setup. Those police did not do their job. They were there, but they stood back and they watched them throw tear gas at us, pepper spray, full Coca-Cola bottles, you name it, everything. Everything happened that day in Charlottesville except hot lead got thrown. That's for damn sure. A good way to sum it up. Anyway, I think you'll agree with that, Eddie.
That was a miracle that hot lead wasn't thrown. That surely is. I really don't know how we got out of there without several people being killed. That's for sure. Jim, you being supposed to be the number one guest on the second hour tonight, what solutions do you have? I know you've already given some, but would you like to give some before I take off on mine?
I'd like to just talk two things that should happen. I think all the 15 million Jews in the world should be vaccinated, and that will take care of them. Okay? So, okay, and after that, we'll wait another year, and we'll see how that turns out. All right? Another thing I think should happen, I mean, this is kind of radical, but I really think all the parents should pull their kids out of school. They should bankrupt these schools. They should pull them all out, get their own school systems going, or collectively teach their own kids, however way they could pull it together. But get your kids out of the school, because what's going to happen, it's going to, the cities and towns are going to have a big problem if you do that, because now there'll be no kids in the school. They can't hire the teachers. They'll have to fire the teachers, and the colleges are going to have a problem. It's going to do a ripple effect through the whole system. And I think that would be a real, real monumental thing if people did that.
I think so too. I'm going to chime in a little bit, and I gave a talk at a TPC family reunion back in 2014. I think it went something like this, and I still believe it. And I mentioned the term tonight, the lesser magistrate. This is my opinion, with my view. I think that our so-called federal government, it's been an abysmal failure for us. It's been totally controlled. It does not serve us. We have no representation whatsoever in the federal government, on our House of Representatives, in the Senate. So also, the states have been a miserable failure, have failed to stand up and protect us, as most counties and most cities. So I think here's what we need to do. We need to fall back on what we call the lesser magistrate, which is we the people. And we need to, and I've said this a lot of times on the radio, we need to convey and get a sheriff. I used to say a constitutional, but we need to get a God-fearing white nationalist sheriff, of one who knows he's white, he's proud of being white, he's going to look up for white Christian people. That's a constitutional. That's a constitutional, but I don't really rely much on the Constitution anymore. I go with the Declaration of Independence, which is, I think, is the preamble. And then to back that sheriff up, we have to have we the people. We can't be cowards. We have to have a constitutional, a Holy Bible militia, a Holy Bible posse, a sheriff, posse, a militia. We have to have a lesser magistrate grand jury convened all the time. We have to have lesser magistrates, district attorney, and we need to isolate ourselves on the county level. And I believe that Rick Tyler has talked about this. And we need to get on the counties and resist this Luciferian, Jewish, Bushelvik, Sodom of the Potomac government in every way possible. And one of you people tonight talked about it, said that what the enemy facing us is not just against the South. It's not against the United States. We have an enemy that's against every white person in the world. If you're white, especially if you're a Christian, you're under attack. But we need to do that, and we need to resist this federal government. We need to go to our state legislature, and we need to tell them, stop sending our tax money back to the federal government. We need to stop collecting federal tax money on gasoline. We need to stop collecting federal tax money, sales tax money. Any kind of money that we take that goes to Washington, D.C., we need to have our state legislature to make it pass laws to make it legal. Well, we starve this beast. We cut their funds off. We need to make sure our people are armed, can back this up. But we're going to have to do it. Start small, the countywide. To quote Rick Wiles again, he's talking about getting cells of 7 to 10 people. In meeting out in places like bean fields, you leave your cell phone at home, get away from cell towers, and organize people. That's what we have to do, because you know what, people? In my opinion, it's just going to get worse until we stand up and we fight with everything we have. And Jim Rosselli said, we can't just do it halfway. If we do it, once we do it, we have to go all the way, because we're going to be wiped out. And we're going to be wiped out one way or the other. So Mark Tomey said about a month ago, he'd rather stand up in his hind legs and fight and die like a man than to give in and bow down to this Luciferian government. That's my solutions. Before we leave tonight,
to what you said, Eddie, I agree with you. Use cash all you can. People operate with cash all that you can.
And gold and silver, barter trade. You know, I know people have gotten in trouble with that. And listen, that you hit a great point. We need to stop using the king's money. We need to work from a state level. We need to have, Lee Cochran used to talk about state banks. We need to have state banks that are issue our own currency based on gold and silver. People say, that can't be done. Well, it can't be done if we don't do it. But we have to do something. And before anybody criticizes anybody else because someone makes a solution, well, if you know anything better, great. We need people. Let people call in. We need solutions. We're going to have to do something, people, because we're going to pair. We are being hounded. The final goal, and y'all know this, our enemy, they're persecuting us. They're not going to rest until we are dead. Dr. Hill said, to quote Dr. Hill, first they came for the linen, then they come for the stone. They've got the linen, our flags. They've got our stone, our statues. Then they're coming for the flesh, baby. Jim, would you like to take us out, since you were supposed to be the number one guest on second hour? Would you like to take us out? We've got about a minute and a half.
Well, I think it was a great show tonight, even though I went all over the place. But I think we covered a lot of points to get the spirit of what it's all about. And that's the thing is, you got to fire people up. You got to get them going, get them thinking that, you know, our lives are at stake here. I mean, we got to really do something. We can't just sit on our asses and think that we're going to solve the problem sitting on the couch watching TV. You know?
Yes, and it's dangerous.
I agree.
You know, there's no safe way out of this, Rance, that you just chimed in. There's no such thing as, I see we run out of time, y'all. Thank you so much, Miss Gina. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Rand. Thank you, Cameron, for making this bungle I made tonight and helping us put it together. Thank you, dear Blood River Radio audience. Tune in same time next week, the 13th. We'll probably have more Charlottesville news. So God bless you, people. I hope that we've done some kind of a service to you tonight that's positive. See, good night, everybody.